Buenas tardes, Dios le bendiga a todos y saludos de la Iglesia de Seguidores de Cristo. Good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome, and God bless you all, and greetings from the Church of Followers of Christ in Choix. Attempt to show you a little bit of a glimpse of our life in Choix, Mexico. We are serving as directors currently at the orphanage as our family is serving there. And so yeah, I'll just get started. I have a few pictures and then a short video to give you guys a little bit of a glimpse and then open it for some questions in the end. This picture is the couple in the center. Is our project manager, Jesse Imhoff. He's from Ohio. He married a Mexican lady from the state north of us, Sonora. And this is the most recent picture we have of the orphanage. We were able to travel as an orphanage to go to the wedding. It was about 6 hours north of us. They got married in February of this year. And he's still the project manager and maintenance man for us. A little bit where we're located there, you can see on the map, that is the Baja California, that peninsula coming down there. And so we're just inland of there. You'd fly into the city of Los Mochis, which is the airport's like 2.5 hours from where we live in the small town of Choix. That is the arch coming into Choix, into our village there. Some of the scenery that is around the orphanage there. The top left picture there of the mountains, that would be a view out the backyard of the Guy's dorm. And the street lights there, that is looking down Main Street in Choix. And we are surrounded by, we have three lakes close by. And that is one of the lakes there, bottom left. And in the far distance, on that bottom right picture is one of the orphanage buildings. It's very common to see rainbows during the rainy season. Some of the critters we have, top left is an iguana, a rattlesnake, a tree frog, a tarantula, a parrot, and a scorpion. If you see the white things on the scorpion's back, that is babies. It's a female carrying bunch of babies on her back. So when you come in the main gate of the orphanage, this is what you see, the first orphanage building. This is the only building that was there when they purchased the property. It's a two-story building. This is the girls' dorm. We have four groups of children. We have two groups of girls, two groups of boys, and so there's a group in the upstairs and a group in the downstairs there. The orphanage original vision was to just kind of be a home for children that needed a place, or social services was looking for a place. In 2014, they started changing their vision for adoption. So we still have a few special needs children, but we are no longer accepting special needs because our vision is adoption. So the downstairs girls in this house, that is special needs group. We have the guys' dorm. It's split up into two different groups, two different rooms there. When you walk in, it's just one big room with bunk beds, and then the back of the room has a bathroom and a shower room. We're blessed to have our own school, and it's split up into two classrooms, and it's just the children from the orphanage there attend that school, and then the girls' dorm there as well. Our mission and vision. Our vision is to be a home where children can receive physical, moral, and spiritual help, where the wounds can be healed. We seek to be a Christian refuge for children God sends us, reincorporating them into their own families or into an adoptive home. Picture of our family, and Vinny and Kayla Kubens and their daughter McKenna, they are from Ohio, and they are serving as caregiver supervisors, and they're like our assistant directors as well. This is a special needs group of the downstairs girls. And it's to their caregivers. We have two caregivers with each group, and then there's a fifth caregiver, girl and guy, that is kind of like a floater. When someone has their off day, then that caregiver fills in. The upstairs girls. Front room guys. The boy that is off on by himself there, he came the beginning of August, and we weren't able to get a group picture before I made the slideshow. His name is Juan. He's the newest child and just turned 9 years old in August. Backroom guys. And then this is our school looking into one of the classrooms. Previous years we had done boys and girls separate, but we were blessed with our teachers staying a second year, and they were able to know the students better. And with them being abused and neglected children, there's a lot you have to keep an eye on in a classroom. And for a teacher just kind of learning Spanish and learning the children and teaching, you gotta keep your eye open for a lot. And so we're blessed for them staying the second year. They know the students well, and so we were able to split it up according to classrooms or grades versus just boys and girls. So it feel like we're able to pour a lot more into the students this year. Instead of teaching six different math lessons, they're able to teach two lessons. It just makes it easier for the children and the students. The other classroom and some activities. Field trips. At the end of each trimester, we do a field trip, and each student at the beginning of the trimester is set goals according to their capability, and then also behavior plays into it. And if they're able to reach their goals, they're able to go on the field trip, kind of something to work towards. So the picture of the students standing in front of the dam there, that would be the closest man-made lake to us, and it's the largest dam in northern Mexico. Southern Mexico has larger ones as well. Work projects. We try to teach the children how to work, how to be responsible and finish a job well, and so we try not to Americanize them, even though the majority of our staff is from United States. So we try to Jesse does well at trying to implement things that their culture does. And so we do a lot of field work. Some of the main crops would be peanuts, sesame seed, watermelon, jamaica, which is hibiscus here. And we make harvest of flour and kind of like make a tea and bottle a drink from it. So the top left picture there, they are thrashing the sesame seed. And in the top center picture, that's peanuts growing in the field. And in the bottom row there, the far left picture, they are cutting and shocking the sesame. So they cut it green, and it has a whole bunch of little pods on the plant, and then they let it dry for like 2 weeks, and those pods open when it dries, and then they have to thrash it and sift it. The bottom center picture, I don't know if you can see the tractor there in the distance. We're blessed to have a tractor to use. It's not the orphanage's tractor. The pastor there has a tractor, so able to disc the fields there. But all the fields, the boys did hard manual labor of digging all the stumps out. It was just brush land with thorn bushes, and they cleaned it all up. We have a few animals. We have about 90 to 100 goats right now, and we sell the offspring and milk them as well. And we normally have a pig around that we butchered, and then we have a few cows as well that we use the milk for at the orphanage. The girls doing some work projects. It is a majority of the year, it's a hot, dusty, dry place, and so keeping things cleaned up is always a need. And we're blessed in our patio area. We have big trees. They're called wamuchli trees. They give a fruit, but they're also a very dirty tree. So there's always leaves to clean up. Some of the work projects the girls do, baking and selling cookies in town or to the neighbors. Soccer is one of the main sports. The guys play Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the girls play Mondays and Wednesdays. And they play rain or shine. The top right picture is the guys playing soccer in town against a team. Occasionally, they will get invited into town to play against a team or a league from town there. Softball and ultimate frisbee are games that we play as a whole orphanage on Sunday afternoons. Some people from church come as well. Disc golf, we do not have the cages or baskets like we have here, so we just use trees and paint a line on the tree, and you have to hit below the line. And we normally have two tournaments a year with the boys. The boys really enjoy disc golf. Beating the heat. Majority of the year we go swimming, especially Saturdays is more of a free day. Go to the river or the lake. And Children's Day is celebrated April 30th. It's a national holiday in Mexico. It's kind of like our track and field day. So we start out early morning going to the track in town and do foot races, and then come back to the orphanage and have a brunch. And we oftentimes do a high jump, long distance throw, accuracy kick with a soccer ball, and did a sack race this year. It's a huge highlight for the children. Pitayas is a cactus fruit that you can harvest it in May and then up until the first rain comes in June sometime. It's harvested with like a bamboo-like stick and has a spear on the end. And it's about 20 or 30 foot long stick, so it's a little bit of an art to be able to harvest it without destroying the fruit, but it is a good income for the locals when they are in season. Some of the fruit we have around there is, we have grapefruit there, a mango, and guayaba, and a pineapple. The orphanage is also blessed with a small orchard. It's just starting to give fruit this year. We have, I think, right around 100 trees and about 12 different varieties in there. Plan to just use it for the orphanage and maybe sell the extra that we have. It was a joy and privilege to witness a baptism. Three of the girls were baptized from the orphanage, and a father and son there as well, and joined our local church there in town. A few pictures of daily life. Edwin there, he caught a bass there. All he caught it with a string and a hook, and the other guys were fishing with rods, and he caught the most fish that day. Then eating supper. The top left picture, that would be inside our house. We oftentimes have all the boys over one evening a month, and then on a different night have all the girls over. And it kind of gives the caregivers like a 2-hour break. They can go in town and do something. Bottom left picture, that would be our church, Followers of Christ, in town. Town is about a minute drive. We live just outside of town. Riding the back of the truck, that is our main way of getting around, traveling, and we do have a small shop and boys working there fixing their bikes. So next is a video. We were blessed to and privileged to have Zach and Ruth come down and put it together. So hope you can catch a little more of a glimpse of life at the orphanage.
Our vision and goal to be a home where the children can receive physical, moral, and spiritual help, and where their wounds can be healed. Our desire is to see each child adopted into a family. The orphanage is only a temporary place where they receive structure and preparation for a family.
You know, they come here to the orphanage angry, hurt, confused with life, just because of the shattered past, the physical abuse, and the total neglect that they've been through. But with a few months of unconditional love and godly training, you can see a drastic change. You can see that they're sensing, feeling more security and love and peace than they've ever experienced before.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Isaac.
¿Y cuántos años tienes?
Tengo 13 años.
¿Qué pasa en un día normal para ti? ¿Qué es algo que haces cada día?
Casi todo el tiempo jugar y hablar con los niños y limpiar los corales o limpiar el estanque o si no, hacer voz por la mañana.
Routine and consistency is probably the biggest things for these boys. These boys have had very chaotic lives. Being consistent and being firm and being very patient, they find security.
A day in the life of the caregiver can look very different depending on the day. And during school time, we will get them up at 7 and they have breakfast. And then they go to school at about 7:50. And they're there until about lunchtime. Us caregivers take turns doing laundry or relaxing. This is our break time.
At 12:30, the children get out of school and we go down for lunch down below.
And we go into siesta, which is an hour for us, and they have to be in their beds and quiet.
After the siesta, we have a work project, or every other day we have soccer.
Then we will have some free time. Sometimes we'll go into town or we will watch boys soccer. During that time, we take turns making supper as well. So after supper, usually we'll hang out and do something fun in the evenings. We recently had a project where we were able to make our own t-shirts. And then they go to bed around 8 or 8:30.
Para empezar, puedes decirnos tu nombre y tu edad.
Lara Guadalupe Ramírez Rodríguez. 12 años.
¿Me puedes decir lo que más te gusta de ella?
Es buena.
¿Y qué es algo que quisieras para tu futuro?
Tener una familia.
Favorite spot on the entire campus. You go up the trail and you find a table. It has overlooking the whole property. It's the whole way of choice. My favorite place to sit and think and be with God. And it's a beautiful spot too.
¿Puedes decirnos tu nombre y tu edad?
Mi nombre es Sergio y mi edad es 11 años.
¿Qué es algo que has aprendido en tu tiempo aquí?
Cómo creer en Dios. Cómo hacer trabajos, actividades, deportes.
¿Qué es algo que quisieras para tu futuro?
Hacer un profesional de fútbol.
¿Y algo más?
Hacer más enfocada en mis metas que tengo en la escuela.
We have several long-term residents. Our goal and vision for them is for them to find purpose and thrive by incorporating them into life here at the orphanage.
Because we're the long-term residents group, they have their own routine and their own schedule. They have different people to go and work with. They would help out some of the directors, the supervisors, cleaning at their houses or helping play with the children, working in the kitchen, helping Emma and Thelma with preparing lunches and working with us as well. Some days have laundry, some days have soccer. Every day has its own thing that this is what we do on this day, but it's different for each child in the group as well.
¿Cómo te llamas y cuántos años tienes?
Me llamo Valeria y tengo 11 años.
¿Qué es algo que has aprendido en tu tiempo aquí?
He aprendido que debemos amar y obedecer a nuestras autoridades y que hacer las matemáticas.
¿Qué es algo que quisieras para tu futuro?
Bueno, pues quiero hacer muchos trabajos en cuanto sea grande. Quiero ser partera, quiero ser niñera, quiero ser...
Us Tias, like I heard as I came in, we are not parents to them, we are like older sisters on the board, and we try as hard as we can to replicate parent figures for a home, but ultimately this is just an in-between place for them. Change is something that's very hard for my girls. It's hard for them to adjust to people coming and going in their life, to change in routine. Switching over caregivers is a really difficult one. So as a caregiver, something I've had to do is I've had to wait them out till I had earned their trust. I had to prove to them time and time again that I'm here for them, even through the change, in this short amount of time, that I am here to take care of them, and I will do so.
Just being a part of that change, feeling that trusting, that bonding that is taking place between their hearts and me as a caregiver, has been tremendously fulfilling for me. You know, we're here striving to give these children a voice, striving to give them a second chance, you could say, at experiencing what every child needs, godly training, love, and security. And through it all, through the work here, I can say that God provides tremendous blessing and spiritual growth in each one of the caregivers' lives as well. I know I can say for each one of us that because of this experience, we've been changed forever, and we will never be the same.
You have to understand that these kids have been through a lot. These kids have been lied to and abandoned by most of the adults in their lives, and they know, and we know, that we will eventually leave. So no matter how much time or energy or patience or love or sweat and tears we pour into these boys, they know, and you know, that you will eventually leave, and this is only temporary.
Puedes decirnos su nombre y tu edad.
Mi nombre es Edwin. Mi edad es 13 años.
¿Y es, hay algo como un trabajo que quisieras hacer?
Quisiera trabajar en, como construyendo casas.
¿Qué es algo que quisieras para tu futuro?
Tener una familia propia.
Man has created orphanages, but God has created families. And that is where each of these children are meant to be, in a family.
Ways to support the orphanage. prayer is definitely the number one. Pray for Christian families to adopt these children. Pray for the staff. I tell our staff it's the closest thing to marriage outside of marriage. It's single staff working with another person 24/6. They get one day a week off. And so they are working closely with that other person, caring for these children through it all. It's not just a babysitting job. They're there when they're hurt, when they're angry, when they're crying. And so, yeah, pray for wisdom and for patience and energy for the staff. And volunteer if you know someone or yourself that would like to serve as a caregiver or a teacher. Reach out to us on our website, or you can talk to me as well. There's always opportunities to serve there. Donate financially or sponsor a child program. We have that on our website. We recently updated our website. It was pretty outdated, but you're able to donate through the website. And sponsor a child program is a monthly, you can, the program there, you can set the amount that you want to support monthly or whatever, but it's right around, I think, $100 or so to support a child a month. And then adoption. There is a great need for adoption. As you saw through the video, we don't have very young children at orphanage. Oftentimes when you think of an orphanage, you're thinking of little babies, but there's a great need from like adolescents, 8 to 15. There's a huge need for adoption. In Mexico alone, there are roughly 30,000 children living in orphanages. Worldwide, that number grows to 8 to 10 million. While not all these children are adoptable, the majority of them are. And adoption is their best chance to being able to be prepared to live productive lives, and most importantly, to come to know their Creator. Quote, nearly all who have a stake in the worldwide orphanage care conversation agree that institutional care should be short-term, last resort, optional for children whenever possible. For adoptable children in institutions, having a permanent family will change the trajectory of their lives from one of despair to one of hope. End of quote. That is from Lifeline Child. So if you're interested in adoption, a few things to know. Not all adoptions agencies work with certain foreign governments. So make sure that the agency you choose has helped with adoptions in the country from which you choose to adopt. Three agencies that work with adoptions from Mexico are Children's House International, Nightlight Christian Adoptions, and Open Door International. International adoptions can cost anywhere between $20,000 to $50,000. However, there are various grants and funds that will often be willing to help cover the cost of an adoption. Now, that's international adoption. Adopting from Mexico is on the lower side there, $20,000 to $30,000 probably. Pure Gift of God and Loving Arms are good places to find more information on available grants as well as resources to help with adoptions. Adoption process and integrating a child into your family. If you would, I don't actually have a pamphlet with tonight. If you would like more information about adoption or know somebody, talk to me after the service, or if you know somebody interested, you can refer them to our website as well. So God's heart for orphans. Looking at scripture a little bit, through the Bible, God, you can see God's heart for children. James 1:27, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Matthew 18:5, and whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Matthew 25:40, the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. And Proverbs 31:8, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Need for families. Psalm 68:5-6, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners. As an institution, we can do a lot of good, and we try to provide a safe place for a child to hopefully learn about structure, authority, and hopefully finding healing and coming to know their Creator. But we can never fully replace God's plan for that child. God created children to be part of a family that cares for them. When asked what they want the most in the world, almost every one of the children at the orphanage, without pausing to think about it, will answer a family. We have one adoption just coming to completion at the orphanage. And oftentimes when a child is, when the children find out that someone's getting adopted, it's interesting their response. They themselves want to be adopted, but they're excited and happy for that child that is getting adopted instead of jealousy. Here's our contact info, website, and we do have Facebook and Instagram. That's a little bit. Hopefully that video gave you a little bit of a glimpse of life at the orphanage. We currently have 19 children at the orphanage. We can hold 30, and I think we have 5 that are adoptable, that their paperwork is ready for adoption. I'll open it now for any questions that anyone has, and then I'll turn it back over. So, obviously it depends on the child. If it's a stable child that could, some of the children could never live on their own, especially the special needs children. But age 18, they legally have the right to decide if they want to leave the orphanage or stay. We do allow them to stay, but we implement them into the program. They're helping out or getting a job. So if they do plan to leave, we work with them, make sure they have housing or a family that they're connected to and be able to have a job and stuff. But 18, they do have the right to decide. At age 15, it closes for international adoption, although they can still be adopted in Mexico. So unless it's a sibling group, as they always go by the youngest sibling if it's a sibling group. I don't have this figure right here, but if my memory serves right, I think it's right around 20 children have been adopted.
Is there any way that as an orphanage you can say yes to Christian families and no to others or not?
So we have an application process that if a family reaches out to us and is interested, they fill that out first. And then from there, we would recommend them to social services. However, social services has the last say. So we try and work with the families. That is, so far it's pretty much been from mouth to mouth that families learn to hear about our orphanage and adopt. But there have been a few non-Christian families that have adopted, although that is our first. Our first goal is if the child could go back to family, whether it's an aunt or uncle, if it's a stable place, and then if not, then pursue adoption. So. All right, well, thanks for allowing me to come. It was a joy and pleasure to be with you all again, and I'll turn it back over to Steve. Thank you.